The Warriors close out the regular season against the Lakers on Fan Night, presented by Adobe, a celebration for sure that was kicked into high gear early, with Stephen Curry hitting threes on his way to 20 points with 5 threes, plus 8 assists in 29 minutes. Kevin Durant led all scorers with 29 points in 27 minutes of work. He also had 5 threes, plus 8 boards, while Patrick McCaw, solid off the bench, with a 13-point effort and great energy all night, as Klay Thompson added 12 points to the cause, and the Warriors wrap up this regular season with now 230 consecutive sellouts at Oracle Arena. The way the Dub Nation supports this team is simply tremendous. Now it's time for the playoffs, which start here at home on Sunday versus Portland. After a Fan Night win over the Lakers, 109-94 the final, here's Coach Kerr and Steph.
Oh, I think we're in great shape. Other than Matt Barnes' injury, getting KD back, I think Steph and Klay have been in a good groove, you know, the last month, 6 weeks, whatever it is. I think we're healthy. We've had great contributions off the bench, and So I really like the position we're in going into the playoffs. These last few games have been ragged, but that's kind of to be expected. Once we had the one seed, the attention wanes a little bit, and the intensity of the games wane. And when that happens, the overall play suffers. And so the last few games have been spotty, but I'm not worried about that.
Was there any sense of relief when Kevin's jumper started falling, or was it just such a foregone conclusion you didn't even?
No, it was a foregone conclusion. I mean, it was nice, but no, definitely no relief. We knew it was just a matter of time.
They announced you go to Sunday game one. Surprise at all, and this is the first time you guys have had Sunday in this three-year run. Do you like it?
Yeah, I like it better. Saturday's a quick turnaround. I'm going to give the guys tomorrow off. We're going to meet in the evening for a film session, game plan, and that gives us 2 full days of practice, which I like. And Sunday afternoon is great.
Steph, it looks like that little session you and Kevin had yesterday helped him. He wanted to find his touch, and what'd you think of that?
I mean, yeah. For a guy that talented, it's only going to take him, so long to knock the cobwebs off and the rust off. And he looked confident getting to the basket, which I know he was. He mentioned that he's a little hesitant, coming off the injury, but he looked real springy tonight and obviously found his touch. So it's a good sign.
You guys start with a Sunday Wednesday schedule, so you get a little extra time. How do you feel about that?
It is what it is. You got to prepare yourself accordingly. It is a lot of time in between, so you got to stay mentally sharp and understand how to keep your bodies right in between games. But only thing that really matters right now is game one. So you got to be able to start off on a good foot, kind of set the tone for the series, and protect our home court.
This is the third season you're going in as a number one seed. I don't want to ask you to just compare each season, but how do you feel with where the team is going in, starting the playoffs, number one seed?
Feel good. Feel confident. We've got everybody, healthy. And the way that we ended the season this year, besides the last two games, kind of defensively really, elevating our performance on that end of the floor. Everybody pitching in, when you step foot on the floor, understanding, how having that mentality that you can come in and have an impact on the game. And I think we understand exactly how we're going to, execute on both ends of the floor going to the playoffs, the certain sets we want to run, the identity that we want to have on both ends of the floor. And we just got to go out and show it.
You know what it was like here a few years ago, but in recent years, some of your fans have gotten kind of comfortable with you guys winning. Curious to know what you think the home court advantage will be like going into this postseason, because you guys have been so good lately.
I mean, if it's not crazy and loud and, just blowing the roof off as we chase, that ultimate goal every step of the way, I'd be a little disappointed. It's huge for us to that's why we want that number one seed, so that obviously we start every series at home, but big games, deciding games, we can feed off our crowd's energy, and we're chasing something. We're not protecting anything this year, so we gotta be ready and hopefully that atmosphere is reflection of that.
Steph, you're a point guard. Draymond is kind of like a point forward, and Kevin's almost like a point center. Do you guys see that advantage where you have a lot of players that can bring the ball up and kind of start the offense?
Yeah, we talk about it a lot. Whoever gets the rebound, push it, and we have options, running the wings and running the lanes. And the temptation for us is try to make a spectacular play every possession because we have that much talent. But if we use that to our advantage and just make the simple play, usually something good is going to happen. Somebody's going to get an open shot or an open layup or, just be able to play make because we have a lot of threats to be able to dribble the ball coast to coast and read the situation for sure.
Since you came into the league, the three ball has become more and more prevalent. Just wondering what you think about the fact that every year it seems like there's more and more threes being shot and the impact of the three-point in the postseason is becoming greater and greater. What do you think this year in terms of what the three ball does for teams, for you guys and for other teams?
It's definitely a threat, and I think it just all goes into the way that you create those threes. If you can create a lot of open looks and you have guys that can shoot those shots, more power to you. That's the kind of deciding factor between teams that do it well and not, is if you can get ball movement, everybody touch it, and then you create an open look. If you set good screens and the ball's hopping and there's a flow to it, those are the good shots that you want to take, and whether it's game 76 or the first round of the playoffs or the finals, that's if that's your identity and that's what you work on and have confidence in, I think that's what you should call on, and have that kind of balance to it for sure.
Have you noticed it's become more and more prevalent though over the past few years?
No, for sure. Teams are built around shooting threes, and you're seeking talent and guys that are coming into the league that can play certain positions and shoot the three. As it does spread the floor and allows the certain playmakers to have a lot more space on the floor, and obviously I live by that motto, three is better than two.
It seems like you guys have been looking forward to the postseason since the season began. What's that feeling for you guys now that you're finally through the 82-game grind and you're into, the games that really start to count?
No, it's exciting for sure. I think we've had a kind of mature mentality about getting through, getting through the season, but understanding the different, pockets and challenges that the 82-game schedule brings, and especially these last 20 games or so, really up, and like I talked about, up in our defensive, our defensive numbers and understanding how we're going to play team defense come playoff time, because that's the best way to put yourself in position to win at home and on the road in the playoffs. So I'm excited about that part of it, and we've been there before. We've obviously succeeded and come up short, and we understand the subtle, how important every possession is in that regard. And like I said, we just got to go out and do it now.
And now with the regular season having come to an end, next up, it's game one of round one of the NBA playoffs with the Portland Trailblazers visiting. At Oracle Arena, I'm Lawrence Scott.